Greetings, fellow hard rock fanatics, and welcome to the Hard Stuff. This is your host, Tom D. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're ready to rock, because for the next hour, we're going to get hard and heavy, 70s style. We'll be hearing some of the best of the post-psych proto-metal genre. We open tonight's show with a track from a Canadian group, Charlie. We heard the opening cut from their self-titled 1972 LP. The song, Lord Knows I've Won. The prime mover in this group was singer-guitarist Walter Rossi. Prior to this group, he was a member of the 60s psych rock band The Influence. Charlie only released one album in 1972 before Rossi moved on to other musical endeavors. Now we're going to get down and dirty with a cut from the British outfit, Leafhound. This group featured a couple members that were previously in the blues rock group, Black Cat Bones. We're going to play a track from Leafhound's 1970 debut LP, Growers of Mushroom. The song we're going to hear is Freelance Fiend. Dig it.
Back.
That was the Canadian power trio Fable with We'll Find a Way. And that's taken from their 1975 LP, Get the L Outta Here. This group's bass player is also their lead vocalist. Seems I recall there being another trio from Toronto whose bass player is also their vocalist. We're going to leave Toronto now and head over to Japan to hear a track from Shinki Chen. Shinki played guitar in several different Japanese rock combos. Food Brain, Speed Glue and Shinki, Flyed Egg. But the track we're going to hear is from his 1971 solo album called Shinki Chen and His Friends. The song we're going to hear is Requiem of Confusion. Dig the fuzzy bass and Leslie'd vocals in this track.
Yeah.
back to 1969 for that one. That was an LA trio called Fields. The song was Bide My Time, and it's off of Fields' self-titled debut LP, which appears to have also been their one and only LP. I hear a bit of a Cream influence on that track. We're heading over to New England now to hear a cut from the Maine-based group Euclid. This group was made up of veterans of several late 60s garage rock and psych outfits. We're going to hear an up-tempo little number from Euclid's 1970 LP, Heavy Equipment. The song's called Shadows of Life.
Might as well.
little bluesy there with a track from Jodo. I can't tell you much about this group other than that they were based in Britain. That song was Nightmare, and it's off Jodo's 1971 album, Guts. Alright, next up we're going to hear from a group deceptively named Hackensack. No, they're not from New Jersey. They were actually from the UK, and they featured the vocals of Nicky Moore, who, quite a few years later, went on to become the singer for the 80s metal band Samson, replacing their original vocalist Bruce Dickinson after he left to join Iron Maiden. We're going to hear a track from the album entitled Give It Some, which is a compilation of previously unreleased Hackensack recordings. The song we're going to hear is from 1971, and it's called Good Old Days. We'll be right back. was a cheerful little ditty called Suicide by the group Dust. If anyone out there is looking to off themselves, that song offered you several different methods to choose from. I think my favorite was Standing in the Rain with an Electric Guitar. That was from Dust's 1972 LP, Heart Attack. This group featured Mark Bell on drums, who later went on to play with Richard Hell and also the Ramones. Before I set you up with another dose of the hard stuff, I'd like to give a quick shout out to a couple folks. Firstly, a shout to a longtime listener, my man in Vermont, USA. Thanks for your support, buddy. And also a tip of the captain's hat to a new listener, Zach, out there in Houston town. Thanks for listening. Okay, up next we're off to the Motor City to hear from Detroit heavy rockers Power of Zeus, who incidentally were the first hard rock band signed to Motown. This group only managed to release a single LP in 1970. That album was called The Gospel According to Zeus, and we're going to hear a track called It Couldn't Be Me.
Thank you.
That's the way we like it, hard and heavy. That was Lazy Woman by the group Highway Robbery, taken from their 1972 LP, For Love or Money. Highway Robbery was one of those rare groups in which the drummer was the lead vocalist, although on the track we just heard, the bass player handled lead vocals. Apparently the drummer took some issue with the lyrical content of that song and chose not to sing on that one, which turns out to be my favorite track on the album. Well, it looks like we're nearing the end of this installment of The Hard Stuff. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did. If there's something you heard that you particularly enjoyed, I'd love to hear about it. You can leave comments for me at my blog site, sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. Alright, it's time for the final selection of the evening. I'm going to leave you with a track from a group that I don't know much about, the Chico Magnetic Band. All I know is that they were a French group that released one self-titled LP around 1970-1971. The track we're going to hear is a trippy little number called Explosion. You might want to get out your strobe light and smoke machine for this one. Until next time, this is Tom D saying, make mine the hard stuff.
Yeah. KNRFM brings to you An Evening with Led Zeppelin in concert at the Olympia Friday, August 28th at 8 p.m. One night only. Get it together. It's An Evening with Led Zeppelin. The tickets are ready. They're now available at the Olympia box office and all J.L. Hudson Company outlets. Advance mail orders also accepted. Tickets are $450, $550, and $650. Send certified checker money order and self-addressed stamped envelope to Olympia Box Office, Grand River, Detroit. An Evening with Led Zeppelin. KNRFM presents to you An Evening with Led Zeppelin, a Bob Bagheera's production.